This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half of the hour. It's Tuesday, the 19th of May upon us. How do you do, D-O-Y-O-U-D-O? Do you do? How do you do what you do to me, Jennifer? Jennifer does a lot of things that are great for all of us. Jennifer Horn, Terry Keelan, likewise here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. You know what I really, really, really like is when we have, we do things that are unexpected. Well, people expect unexpected things from us. Sometimes you have to be moderately predictable, and other times you just go for it. One of the things also, I don't know whether you can predict this or not, that the president would, on whatever occasion he started to take the
hydroxychloroquine.
It's the malaria drug. He takes it by itself, or is he taking it with a Z-pack, or why?
He didn't go into detail about that, but I'm sure he's probably taking the whole cocktail. It was very funny because he was at a restaurant round table yesterday, although the table was square, and they were talking about the restaurant industry and coming back, and he had some leaders from that industry, and then he took some questions, and he just very nonchalantly said, well, I've been taking hydroxychloroquine, and the reporter goes, you're taking it now? I've been taking it for about a week and a half. And he said he was taking it with the zinc supplement as well. And he said that he got the prescription from his White House doctor, and that it had positive reviews. He's taking it to make sure that he doesn't get the virus, I guess, preemptively.
Right.
But he said he got a lot of positive calls about it, so he decided he'd take it. And he's been taking it for a week and a half.
I would do the same thing where I, in his, I don't know whether, what his position is.
But there's no evidence that it has any preventative measures whatsoever. So the problem with it, with the president saying things like that, is now every other stupid person is going to go out and go, well, if the president's taking it, then I'm going to start taking it. And there are
side effects. Can't take it without a prescription.
Yeah, you need to have a doctor overseeing it.
Yeah, but.
I honestly think that. This is something that there has been promise for, and I know that people like
as a treatment. As a treatment, there's good promise. In New York, they just talked about it the other day that it didn't work for the most dire cases of people who were hospitalized, but for people who had more mild cases, like outpatient care, it actually does work really well with the combination of the Z-Pak. But there's zero evidence that it has any preventative measure whatsoever.
Well, when you say evidence, I guess that's a term that's relative. Evidence means that some scientist or doctor somewhere has done what they call a double-blind study that says, under this circumstances, you take so much of this, and it'll have this result.
I think that doctor did that study, too.
Yeah.
Because I've been reading that it has no preventative, it doesn't safeguard you against getting the virus at all.
And maybe it doesn't, but he's been around. I mean, he's had a lot of people around him get it. He's had Mike Pence's press secretary. He's had his own valet. He's had a lot of people who have come into contact with him come down with coronavirus. And so I think it was after the valet tested positive for coronavirus that he asked for this treatment, or that he discussed it at least with the White House physician. And the thing is it's not going to hurt him. I mean, it's not going to hurt. People who have heart conditions are the ones who have to worry. He's relatively healthy. His doctor has prescribed it to him. So I don't really understand, other than people just getting, like, spun up about it.
I have two friends who have lupus who I didn't even realize are on this drug and have been for a while now, and they're both times that they've gone recently to refill their prescriptions for hydroxychloroquine, it's either been they've been out of supply at the local pharmacy where they go to, or they've been told that
they're pulling it for the stockpile, actually. I think we talked about that several weeks ago. Ever since the study came out from France, people who have been on this drug have been getting letters about it, because I think they're pulling it back for the national stockpile. But I don't know if that's impacted by the fact that President Trump took it 2 months later.
I'm just saying I don't think it's going to help, though. I don't think it's going to help the stockpile, and there will be plenty of people who can get a doctor or, you know, telemed or whatever to get the prescriptions. And it's, I don't know. I think it's a pretty cavalier. If he had been on it for a few months and he never gets the coronavirus, then maybe he should be studied, and that's something that's worth looking into. But to just sort of in an offhanded way be like, yeah, I've been taking for a few weeks. It's like, I think it's irresponsible.
Well, but you don't like him anyway, and you don't like anything he does.
That's not true, Doug. If Obama took this, I would say the same thing. It's irresponsible.
Well,
that's my opinion. It's irresponsible for anyone to do
it. So let me just weigh in here in a manner that makes it seem like there's something to what you said a minute ago, which is maybe one of the more important points here. People today are, and this is a general statement that sounds maybe a little too stretchy, but people today in general are not as intelligent as they were a generation ago, or they have no common sense. Many people just are lacking, even if they're book smart or intelligent in terms of educational aspects to their life, they have zero common sense. So for people under the circumstances, we say this all the time, someone makes a suggestion and then somebody else who has a weak brain goes and does something that doesn't make any sense. The world every day is full of those episodic adventures. And so, yeah, it isn't
your fault,
my fault.
Do you know how many people are going to start taking this drug so many people are going to take this drug and then not practice social distancing. They're not going to wear a mask. And they're going to go, well, I can't get it now. If Trump doesn't wear a mask and he takes this, so I'm going to do the same thing. And I don't need to – all bets are off. I don't need to practice social distancing. I can be around everybody. It's fine. I can go into a mall. I can be in crowds. Doesn't matter. That's exactly how stupid people are going to take this.
Yeah, that's the problem. And what do we do about that? That's a whole – really deep issue.
It comes from the top. Leadership comes from the top. If he took it, I wouldn't care if he's been on it for 3 months and didn't talk about it. I wouldn't care about that. It's the fact that he just very cavalierly, yeah, I'm taking it, like it's a supplement. It's just, I think
I'm kind of tired of hearing about Trump not wearing a mask, because no local leaders that I see are wearing masks either. Well, my governor doesn't. I've never seen Governor Newsom in a mask. And so I've never seen Garcetti other than posed pictures in a mask. So I think it's kind of, I don't know. The people who are standing in front of podiums and microphones typically do not wear the masks. And so I'm kind of, I don't know,
some
I guess
the
I'm
news
tired
reporters
of
do. You see some of the news
well,
reporters.
Well, yeah, but like you saw the one who was like going after
showtime.
Trump from... You saw the one who was going after Trump, the CNN woman, Caitlin Collins, was going after Trump for not wearing a mask. And as soon as she was done and the cameras were off, she was pulling her mask off. So everybody's a little bit hypocritical with this whole mask business.
Well, in terms of leadership, our governors, they all do. They take it off for a press conference and they put it back on before they leave.
Yeah,
so
Governor Massachusetts doesn't wear one. And so,
well, out in public, maybe he does. But press conferences, they take them off and then they do their thing and then they leave and they put them back on. I don't know about Newsom. I don't know. I haven't seen him.
The next step here on the rung is to examine the pledge the Chinese have made to put $2 billion into research to help fight the coronavirus over the next 2 years. So what are they telling us? Over the next 2 years, we're going to still have the coronavirus, and people are going to start again asking that if they aren't that smart or they can't see the forest for the trees, or just to understand, but are the Chinese feeling guilty? The money is going
to
the World Health Organization.
They have to save face on a global scale, don't they, at this point?
Well, at this point, the world wants to investigate them and the World Health Organization. As a matter of fact, the Russians are the latest ones to sign on to the investigation. The World Health Assembly is calling for an inquiry into this whole coronavirus thing. The European Union started the resolution. There's a push by Australia to get into China and why it is that they handle this as badly as they did. And then, of course, Beijing gets upset about it, call it highly irresponsible. Who gives a crap what the Beijing leadership says? Why we even bother to print it or say it? The connection. Didn't the guy who runs the World Health Organization?
Everyone's allowed to have a response. However ridiculous it is, you're allowed to have a response and a defense.
The World Health Organization fellow that runs it, didn't he resign last week because of the allegations now that are pending?
They called him to resign. Yeah, he didn't, though.
Yeah. Okay.
They've been calling. The United States have been calling for him to resign since January, and he won't.
Mm-hmm. Well, why? Doesn't he have any bosses? Isn't he, what is he, a dictator?
China. China.
There you go.
No, they're okay with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, I guess China says that they told the WHO in late December about the strain of potential of this pneumonia that was spreading in Wuhan. So they said in December. It still does not explain, you know, and I know, I'm sure, Jen, you think that Trump's done everything great, but it still does not explain why we knew over here and our leaders completely ignored this until March. It was the first time that we heard
about
this.
Well, ask Bill de Blasio and Nancy Pelosi why they ignored it. I think people didn't want
leadership.
To cause panic. Well, yeah, ask Dr. Fauci why he said there was no big deal and there was no need to shut down travel with China. There was obviously mistakes made at the federal and the state level, but I think people were trying to process and do the best they could with the pandemic. I gave my governor the benefit of the doubt. I give Trump's administration the benefit of the doubt because I don't think anybody could have ever predicted what would have happened in this country in a matter of months.
Well, people in the scientific community pretty much predicted
I'm not sure
it
about
knew
that.
Exactly. I don't know.
I think that there was a lot of knowledge that the initial knowledge about this
from
is,
who
goes
then?
Back to
I mean,
last
who had
fall.
It?
What the
but
Chinese
all those emails
knew.
That leaked in January from people in the from different organizations in the federal government trying to get everyone to pay attention to it, and no one did. I mean, even in the, and it's not just here, the UK, Boris Johnson skipped the first three meetings on the pandemic because he was doing a Brexit victory lap and didn't care about it. Now look where the UK is. They're in really, really bad shape. For a small country, they are screwed. They're
all I know is when
shape.
President Trump shut down China, travel between China and this country, he was called a racist and a xenophobe by all of the people that don't like him. And so if that's, that was the response that he got when very early on he took action to this, probably before anybody else ever even called for it.
Yeah.
But
I didn't care that he did that. I thought that was the right move.
Dr. Fauci even tried to argue with him, saying it wasn't a great idea for him to shut down travel. And so he still went and pulled the plug on travel early in January. People were starting to look at that point for vaccines and for research on it. But the World Health Organization, don't forget, told people that it wasn't communicable, wasn't transferable person to person. So when you're getting a lot of bad information, it's hard to start pointing fingers at people. So I don't know. I think the response was the best that it could be, and I think next time we should be prepared and make sure that our leadership doesn't deplete stockpiles of masks and PPE so we can be ready and we don't have to be scrambling to try to make this stuff.
Here's another layer of protection for those of you who want it in the future, getting rid of the excess weight. The folks at Calitrin are working every day to produce the product. Numbers here shot through the roof because people are believing the message from Calitrin, which is true. If you lose the weight, you'd be much healthier. People who have diabetes, people who are way overweight, they're the ones that are most susceptible. 76 or 79% of the people who get the COVID are getting it because they're overweight and their bodies are not up to par. Lose the weight the natural way with Calitrin. That's the message here. Go to toploss.com and use the code DJV. You'll get the usual savings. You won't have to pay for shipping. And let's see here. Now the deal is buy three, get three free. That's an unlimited deal right now for as long as supplies last. I will tell you, they're really at it. But it works so wonderfully well. And it's time for you to take care of yourself. Calitrin being the number one weight loss product that doesn't have stimulants or drugs in the world is here at your service. It's good for you, in fact. The material that's in aloe vera makes you calm down. They take everybody who's on the program takes four capsules before you go to bed. It calms your body, goes to work with its main ingredients, working away at the fat storage in your body. It's a fabulous product. A health supplement with all kinds of side benefits. Lose those inches, lose those pounds. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, don't have to pay for shipping. And you get the unlimited deal. Buy three, get three free. That's at toploss.com.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Visualizing the singers when this first was done, the people of Bruce Springsteen, Stevie Wonder, Elton John, all the big music stars in the world did the first go-round with We Are the World. And now Lionel Richie brought back this song, We Are the World, with the alumnus from American Idol. The Sunday night season finale turned into a blast from the past when Lionel Richie led an all-star update of the song. This is obviously aimed at having people support all the efforts to get rid of the coronavirus around the world. Richie wrote the song with Michael Jackson back in 1985.
I never knew that.
I never knew Lionel Richie wrote it.
I always thought that Quincy Jones wrote it.
Yeah. He directed it, that performance. He directed the performance. So Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and all of the 11 finalists performed on this first time it was on TV since it was released back in 85. Let's see, some of the other stars that were involved: Ruben Studdard, Fantasia, Catherine McPhee, Kelly Pickler, Jordan Sparks, Lauren Elena, Philip Phillips, Lane Hardy, Alejandro Aranda. This was first time around, raised money for famine relief in Africa. 20 million copies of the song were sold. They raised $84 million. And the food and the clothing and stuff that was shipped over there was left on the docks to rot. It was never, ever used. Any of it was ever used because of the politics involved with the governments of Africa where this stuff was sent. It was an outrage. And people didn't really know about it until quite a long time after that. But, oy, what an outrage. So in this case, the focus is on something completely different. Somebody named Just Sam was the at-home winner, beating out other finalists who were in it. So she was some 21-year-old Subway singer from Harlem. Luke Bryan was the one who congratulated her after the win. So anybody see her perform? What she's all about?
I haven't seen American Idol in years.
Yeah.
This video, though,
it was odd because they all they were all remote, which was kind of interesting to see how it all came together.
I'm really wearing out on that stuff fast. It just doesn't have the appeal because it doesn't...
Well, but it's the only way that they could have finished the season.
Yeah, no,
I think it
would
have been worse if they didn't. And all those kids competing, you know, would have just been stuck in limbo. So
It was a good way to end it. They needed to end it. Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so that's We Are the World. It's nice to hear the song, though it brings back a lot of great memories of that performance. And what you saw that night is pretty good. All right. Here's Harry Styles. Where's Kara when we need him? Harry Styles released a colorful beach set video for his latest single, Watermelon Sugar, which is what we're hearing here, right? Yeah. His second album, Fine Line, which was released last December, was filmed in January on a Malibu beach. The video opens with a cheeky dedication to touching. Styles is first seen walking up to a table set for one, preparing himself to enjoy a slice of watermelon there on the beach. The video then escalates to a full beach party as he's surrounded by people, lots of fruit. He was due to be on the road currently in support of the album Fine Line, but with all of his English and European tour dates postponed, rescheduled for next year, the coronavirus pandemic obviously is the reason for that. He's supporting... the Solidarity Response Fund with a T-shirt you could buy at his merchandise store. And I guess, what is that, HarryStyles.com?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All the profits from the shirt go towards
it. You visit there all the time, don't you, Dad?
I am there all the time.
I do, yes, right. I'm always on it. Yep. My fashion statement. 28 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com and remember to use promo code DJV.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
American auto workers back on the job after weeks of auto plant shutdowns because of the pandemic, and management and union officials agree that yesterday's first day back went well. This UAW member at a Ford plant in Detroit says,
"It's a learning curve. It's different. They got a lot of new safety precautions in place. The mask is difficult to wear. It fogs your glasses up. But we're going to be all right."
The precautions do slow down the normal production rate. One worker telling reporters while they'd normally build 400 trucks during a shift, they only managed to produce about 100 yesterday. President Trump saying the World Health Organization is, in his words, a puppet of China, telling reporters the organization's response to the global pandemic has been a very sad job. He recently halted U.S. contributions to the WHO. And this is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
He was a classic TV teen character, but he's passed away at 76.
Gee, Mrs. Cleaver, your hair looks nice.
Thank you, Eddie.
Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Ken Osmond, who played the teenage scoundrel Eddie Haskell on TV's Leave It to Beaver, passed away. Osmond died in L.A. at the age of 76. No cause has been given at this time. Osmond was born in Glendale, California, to a carpenter father and a mother who wanted to get him into acting. He got his first role at the age of 4, working in commercials and as a film extra. Got his first speaking role at 9, appearing in mostly small guest parts on TV series. The role of Eddie in season 1 of Leave It to Beaver was supposed to be a one-off guest appearance, but the show's producers and its audience found him so funny he became a regular, appearing in over 100 of the 234 episodes. Later in life, he would give up acting and become a Los Angeles police officer. Osmond and his wife, Sandra, had 2 sons, Eric and Christian. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And a 20-year-old is facing theft charges after he and his friend allegedly robbed a Virginia convenience store while wearing watermelons on their heads. They allegedly pulled up to the store on the 5th of May wearing the melons with holes cut out for the eyes. Justin Rogers facing charges including larceny and underage possession of alcohol. Police are still trying to find the second man. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Of the DJV show today? Don't worry. You can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
Thirty-four after the hour on the Tuesday DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, how's your mind doing today? How has it been through all of this? And what do you want your life to be about? It's going to be different after what we've experienced, no question about that. A lot of people are anxious, a lot of uncertainty and that sort of thing. And I will tell you, in my own circumstance, I'd made up my mind that I was going to go to Los Angeles next month to spend the weekend doing things, if I could, with the children and seeing a doctor and dentist and that sort of thing around the trip. And I've decided not to do that now because I don't want to go through 3 years. I have been sufficiently... Even though I have great health and awareness of how to keep myself in good shape, I've been significantly charged by both my children and the doctor to do telemedicine and do the things that I need to go over, even though I feel better sitting with the doctor and going through the charts and the numbers and all the things that are necessary. You can do that with telemedicine now. And so, and I don't want to go through the hassle of the TSA and whatever it is with their temperature checks. Victoria, I know you've been following this. The passengers are apparently now going to be scanned to see if they have a high temperature before they're allowed to fly. Not a bad idea, actually. The temperature scans are probably a good idea. As a matter of fact, I have a new one of those scanners, and I'm going to ask you, see if you guys have used one. I don't know how to use it. So,
point and aim it at your forehead. Yeah.
Well, you aim it at your forehead, but then when you're holding it out at arm's length, is that it? And you just shoot it, or you'll put it right on your forehead?
You have to do it to someone. I think that's what people are mistaken about these scanners.
You don't do it for yourself?
Well, you can if you hold, it depends. Okay. There are two different kinds. They're the kind that you point and shoot at someone that they're going to use at a commercial level when people start going back. And then there are the ones that are scanners that you're like temporal scanners where you actually hold it to your forehead. That you can do to yourself and then look at it and see what the reading is. You have to see which one you have.
Hmm. What are the kinds that the doctors use where they go from like ear to ear, but they don't touch you and they scan your whole, right? Is that the
I've never had one of those.
Is that the temporal scanner, maybe?
I don't know. That could be. All I know is that there is a scanner one. I actually just used one to take my temperature the other day. My dad bought a new thermometer. And
so you just turn it around and aim it at yourself?
You just take it. Kind of looks like a, it almost looks like a razor, like an electric razor, sort of a small version of that. And you just touch it to your forehead, and then it gives you the reading. But
right.
One touch
I'm going to do that right now.
I think Doug bought the kind that you don't touch, right?
Oh, you don't touch it?
I don't know. Which one did you buy?
It says my temperature is 36 degrees.
I'm thinking that probably you did not do it right then.
No.
Right. Otherwise, on the Celsius,
you're very resilient.
Yeah. All right, let me see.
Maybe change it to Fahrenheit.
Does it say that on the thing? Let's
maybe change it to human. Take it.
Yeah, exactly. It's not cow.
All right, so here you go. I'm going to.
Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to tell a trending story.
We're doing temperatures even on the DJV show. No one's sitting.
All right, I'm going to aim it at my forehead.
So speaking of temperatures, the TSA now says that they are going to be scanning people at the airports. A dozen airports are now under consideration for the temperature scans, and they want to make sure that passengers feel safer about flying. I don't know if that's going to work, but they said there's no final decision yet, but passengers with a temperature of 100.4 degrees or higher are going to be flagged and not allowed to fly.
Now 36.3 degrees.
Is that, that's Celsius. You have to switch it to Fahrenheit.
I'm trying to find
or maybe you only bought one that only does Celsius and you didn't read the fine print, which could be. Anyway, scanning could begin as soon as this week. So fun for anyone who has to fly. Obviously, there are two sides to this. They say more than 500 TSA agents are already sick, and six have died from COVID-19. But and so some people say that this is going to put the TSA agents in more harm's way because they're going to have to be closer to people while they're taking their temperature. And then
somebody's
who knows?
Gonna do it.
But then again, if you're asymptomatic, you won't have a temperature, and you can still be spreading the virus, and you're flying, and, you know, so it doesn't really prevent
that. So that's why
that.
The kids have prevailed on me. Not to be exposed, I'd have to go because there's no more direct flights between Boston and L.A., imagine that. And during the height of business last year, there were, I figured it out one day, like 14 direct flights in both directions with the various airlines, and now there isn't a one. That tells you something. Wow.
Well, and
not
Robert,
only, I was just going to say the Wall Street Journal today had even more information about what the flight of the future could look like. And so they're saying that there is going to be no priority boarding anymore, that they're going to board passengers seated at the back of the aircraft and then work their way forward to limit traffic jams inside the house, which, by the way, is not a terrible idea anyway.
That's
because
it
is annoying.
Yeah.
Then they're going to take out in-flight magazines. Obviously, we've already heard that they're getting rid of meal services on shorter routes. They're going to be just basically handing you a bag that's got water and a bag of peanuts in there and saying good luck because they don't want you to take your mask off. They want you to leave it on your face. And then when they get people off the plane, instead of everybody rushing to get out, they're going to queue groups to turn to stand up and walk out. They're also I guess reformulating some of their routes. And then I guess the toilet is another big one. Instead of on some airlines, they're actually going to make people raise their hands to use the toilet. I'm sorry. If this is the case, I'm just not going to travel. It's just, what does that even do?
What does that even
it's
do?
It's ridiculous.
So you're not waiting online, but you're sitting next to people. This is all, as Doug says, this is all stupid theater. Because the problem is, you're still on one airplane that has all the circulated air. It doesn't matter if you're wearing a mask or not. You're still breathing in. Your eyes and your ears are susceptible. You're breathing in everybody else's germs. I don't know. Either we all need to have, like, you know, herd capacity where everyone's already been exposed to it and we move on with life, or there's a vaccine or actual treatment.
I think at some point we're going to have to go herd. We're going to have to operate like the people do with the flu every year and try to get as close as we can to a flu shot or some sort of vaccine, but just deal with treatment early on. I can't imagine that we're going to change our way of life, that we're going to let everybody who wants to power grab and control, including people on an airline, saying that you have to raise your hand when you have to go tinkle. Give me a break. I'm not signing up for that. And I think that everybody needs to fight back against that. And by the way, 36 Celsius is 96.8 Fahrenheit.
Really?
I told you it was
so
Celsius.
Irritated by all this.
Why don't you just change it?
Because I'm looking, it says, I wonder if that's what the set button is. You think that's what the set button is?
Well, they should. If it doesn't have another option for Fahrenheit, then you got one that's Celsius.
That's probably because it's very hard to find a thermometer right now, so you probably
exactly.
got it in Celsius.
Yeah, I've been seeing people online complaining about that. But one of just to put a point on this whole topic, and I agree with Jen. That's I think the whole flying thing is just it's ridiculous. But there are more studies coming out now that it's if you're outside or if you're at the grocery store and you walk by someone who has the virus, they've been doing a lot of like real life studies now. If you walk by someone in the grocery store who has the virus, the chances of you getting it are extremely low, even if you're both not wearing a mask. It's the amount of time in a crowded space.
Combined.
That's the number one key to getting this virus. It is, you can be outside. There's a new study that came out that followed, I think it's about 1,000 people in various situations. I think it came from France. And 9 out of 10 of them were infected because they were indoors for a prolonged amount of time. More than, it's if you're around this virus for more than, say, like 20 minutes, that seems to be the cutoff. If it's less than 20 minutes, you're okay. But 20 minutes and on is in a confined space. That's why concerts are dangerous, churches, any type of big gathering,
well,
you know, weddings.
We talk
funerals,
about the
whatever.
Airplanes and
airplanes
and flying.
Are, you know, horrible.
Buses? What about trains? What about taking public transportation in big cities
all
or
of
communities?
That, yeah, if you're commuting on a train, though, the train air is not circulated. They don't have circulation the way that airplanes do because there's no altitude issue. So trains actually are a little bit safer if everyone is socially distanced on a train because, like I said, they're not circulating the
air.
So
you have to put on twice as many trains to accommodate all the people? Or half as many people are going to go to work because they're going to stay home?
Yeah, half capacity. Yeah. I don't know. My husband's company, he works in Manhattan, and they issued a thing yesterday that no one will be – they're not even considering anyone back in the office until at least August 31st, which I think is probably going to extend through the fall. People are just – you know, I don't want him on a train 3 hours a day. That's how long – he commutes an hour and a half each way. And so if he comes home, I'm not worried about me, but then how do I go and visit my parents if he's been commuting with people who have it? It's just – it's – I don't know. Without treatment, I think that everything is still going to be on pause.
It's a new world order. We've said as we began this that the face of it is going to change how we live, what we do, and it certainly is doing that. Pretty unwelcome under the circumstances because we were used to doing – I'm used to getting on a plane when I feel like it, going – back and forth across the country, and I don't feel like it now because I don't feel safe doing it. I want to be with my children and grandchild, but I don't feel safe, and they don't feel safe.
You literally need a respirator
either.
Mask, goggles that completely cut off, you know, any exposure to your eyes, and earplugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, like, not just a regular mask, a respirator
mask. That's how Doug walks around normally. So
you have to look like apocalyptic Johnny and getting on the plane, and that's the only way that I think you could safely do that trip.
It's frustrating. Maybe I have to sign up for NetJets when I'm in my next life.
You have no idea how many articles I've seen, which is clearly, you know, like rich people problems, but everyone's like, oh, I don't want to deal with the TSA, you know, with the check-ins and the lines and the crowds. And so NetJet stock and all those types of private charter jets, they're going through the roof right now.
Oh,
for the 1% who can afford that. But
yeah, right. Today is National Devil's Food Cake Day. How about that? You like Devil's Food Cake, ladies?
Who doesn't?
I haven't been much of it. People, I don't know that I care that much about it. I like your cake, but I don't know Devil's Food Cake. Chocolate lovers.
I don't know. I like that Entenmann's Devil's Food Cake in the box.
Yeah. Well, see, that's too way too heavy for me. I would like
what?
It is.
You're the king of sweets.
Exactly.
I am, but I don't. I stay away from them because I know that it's full of things. The gluten that's in there would send me into the.
But that's different.
Beyond. Yeah.
Minus the gluten, Devil's Food Cake is amazing.
I've been noticing because I buy bread because I like to have a sandwich from time to time, and I've been buying what's supposed to be gluten-free bread, and it still gives me indigestion. I don't know what there is in it, but if I have the ingredients.
Well, wheat, as you get older, is very difficult to digest, so you probably need to take some digestive enzymes anyway. The older people get, more people need that anyway. So.
Have you tried prunes?
Is there a prune bread around? Prune bread.
I'm sure there probably is. You know what's actually really good? This is really weird, but you know I'm Czech. And my grandmother at Christmas every year would make kolachki. And it's a pastry that you either put apricot in or prune. And the prune is actually good. As a kid, I thought I didn't like it, but it's actually really good.
So let's talk about some television.
You spent a lot of time in the South growing up, as you said, apricot.
Oh, that's actually from here because it wasn't my North Carolina grandma. It was actually my Czech Sunland Tuhunga grandma, the one that I bought the house from. So is that wrong?
Californians say apricot?
I do. What is it? Apricot? Apricot. Apricot.
Apricot. Apricot.
In the South, you say apricot. I have Southern friends who've always, we've had that debate forever.
Well, that's funny.
In the North, it's apricot.
How do you say that fruit that's the same color as its name?
Orange?
Orange.
Orange.
See, that's very East Coast. It's an orange, not an orange.
An orange.
It's an orange.
Orange. Television news. Ryan Seacrest had a problem, apparently, the other night, and his eyes were not working properly. A lot of people thought he was maybe having some kind of a...
What do you mean his eyes weren't working properly?
He had swelling.
He had a swelling in his eye, and it looked like he was maybe having a little bit of a temporary stroke or something.
What?
He wasn't reading the prompter correctly. A lot of stuff online. What happened to him? What's the problem with his eye? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He wasn't on live with Kelly and Ryan the next day. But
is he okay?
He said there was no need to worry. Well, I don't see any... his publicist said he didn't have any stroke. He's adjusting to the new normal of not having a lot of rest, as he does go back and forth a lot between New York and Los Angeles. But, you know, that shouldn't...
Not anymore. He's in New York. He's on lockdown. He's not doing any traveling. So,
there you go.
Apparently, he was slurring his speech, and his right eye seemed to be enlarged.
Right.
And his rep said that he did not have a stroke, even though that's what a lot of people on Twitter were diagnosing, all those doctors on Twitter.
Yeah.
He said, the doctor, or I guess the representative said, Ryan did not have any kind of stroke last night. Like many people right now, he is adjusting to the new normal, finding work-home-life balance with the added stress of having to put on live TV shows from home.
I hope he's okay. He's a hard-working guy, for sure.
He is. Ken Osmond, who played Eddie Haskell, passed away at the age of 76. Leave it to Bieber. He was in his Los Angeles home. Cause of death unknown. He was in lots of movies. He was in Still the Beaver and New Leave It to Beaver. He was in a lot of other stuff. He started as a child actor. He was in a lot of movies when he was younger. He was in TV shows like Wagon Train, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, all that stuff. All right, Jennifer, one show for tonight, please.
Ooh, the history of soap operas on ABC. This is about how women really broke ground and created a bunch of soap operas. Carol Burnett and Susan Lucci, ABC tonight at 9 o'clock.
Channing before.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Rapidly, it's into our Tech Talk segment, 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan has been studying some developments. The first one is a good one, I guess, in a manner of speaking. This company from China building a firm somewhere in Arizona, yeah?
Yep, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, which is TSMC. That's actually the name of the company. They manufacture processors and other chips for lots of companies, including Apple, AMD, which puts their stuff into a lot of computers, a lot of other firms they work with. They've confirmed that they're going to build a $12 billion chip fab plant in Arizona. Now, we don't know where in Arizona yet. It has not been disclosed. But the company will utilize its latest 5-nanometer manufacturing technology. Now, that may sound like what, but 5-nanometer compared to anyone else who is anywhere near them in the chipset realm, they're on 12-nanometer. So just to give you an idea, this is how far ahead this company is just in those measurements right there. So they're going to build 20,000 silicon wafers per month. And so that's actually a lot. They're going to have 1,600 high-paying jobs. That's what this plant will create. One of the sticking points, though, has been the high cost of building this plant. We're not really sure yet how much it's going to cost to build. There's no report yet on how much the U.S. government will have to pour into the subsidies. But obviously, the TSMC chairman, Mark Liu, said that it's way more expensive to operate in America than it is in Taiwan. Duh. And so he said that the company is going to require major subsidies from the U.S. government. So that's the downside.
That's what's going to happen. Well, but you know what? It's worth it to get the companies out of China and bring them back here. Whatever it costs.
Sure, the long-term investment could actually
get out of China.
But the other thing, though, this is still going to be the same. It's the same company. It's still a Chinese company. It will just be here in America. So there are some people who are, you know, very skeptical of anything that happens or comes from China. And so now some people are saying, on the other side of this, now we have a Chinese company that it will now have a major foothold in Arizona. So, and spying technology, like, there's a lot of other stuff that people are a little skeptical about. Mm. It seems on the surface like it could be a good thing. I hope that it is. This company is going, it currently builds Apple's A13 processor, which is in all the latest iPhones and iPads. They also build Qualcomm processors for Android devices, and their chips are used in NVIDIA and AMD GPUs. So it's, you know, the only company I think that comes close to this tech is Samsung. And so we know that, you know, Samsung's not moving to the U.S. anytime soon, but we'll have to see. I think I'm cautiously optimistic that this is going to be a good thing. It does bring about a lot of other questions, though, for sure.
It's a Taiwanese outfit, and that's somewhat different than some of the stuff that's controlled by the Chinese government. That may be the only.
And that's another thing we'll have to see, like, how much, you know, input will the Chinese government really have? How much control will they have? Will all of these things, you know, remain to be seen, but I think cautiously it could be a good thing.
The CBS networks, their All Access division, has a new Star Trek series to announce.
The Geek Out.
CBS has put a lot of effort into growing its ownership of the Star Trek brand, launching two seasons of Discovery and more recently the debut season of Picard. Now, both of those series are serial story arcs, but the introduction of a new third series will be a spinoff from the introduction of Captain Pike and Spock from the second season of Discovery. This new series, called Strange New Worlds, promises to be more like the original, episodic, meaning more standalone stories. Anson Mount and Ethan Peck return to the Enterprise as Pike and Spock in pre-Kirk days. Production hasn't yet begun, and due to the industry shutdown, it's not really clear when it will, but we've tweeted a link with more about the new Star Trek at the Geek Out.
Dell has tech solutions, whether it's working from home, streaming, or gaming. Check out XPS and Alienware laptops that are redefining what's possible with 10th Gen Intel Core processors and other top brand electronics. Call 800-BUY-DELL.
So here's it's like an episode out of some legal show. The court holding its first trial on Zoom in Texas. Wow.
It's the new world order. A court in Texas is holding the first jury trial on Zoom. And court systems, as we know, across the country have been closed. They're starting to open up depending on where you are. But this case in Texas is an insurance dispute in Collin County, in the Collin County District. And Judge Emily Miskell live-streamed the jury selection process on her YouTube channel on Monday morning. That's kind of cool. And then now next jurors will hear an abbreviated version of the dispute. It's a lawsuit against State Farm. And so we'll see where it goes. But this is believed to be the first jury trial to take place on video conferencing software.
Pretty interesting. It is the New World Order, and we're covering it here on the DJV program. We're part of the New World Order ourselves here. Well, we've been part of the New World Order because we've been...
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
Pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.